For many, that night began with a familiar low hum of the bass synth from the bottom of their chests, filling them until they were at their capacity and ready to burst with anticipation. But for a few of us, that night actually began in the morning. Insulated foil blankets, a couple dozen wilting roses, and an overarching cloud of cold breath huddled around the door of Festsaal Kreuzberg in Berlin. German, Polish, Australian dialects swirled together to create a song for Los Angeles band Lainey. We shared tour stories and bottles of Pinot Grigio to pass the time. When the doors finally opened, we filed in, and it began for the last time. We joined the rest of the room, feeling the synth fill us with familiar sweetness. A voiceover is sounded. You were about to witness a masterful fusion and display of light and sound that has the power and potential to heal the human heart. Les Priest walked on the stage and began live producing the dreamy tones of Dumb Stuff. Jake Goss, who'd minutes before been inked backstage with the leg tattoo, "I Got This" in Berlin, took residency on his stool and sounded the first drum beat. Paul Klein bounded onto the stage like a gazelle who'd just found his stride as a calf. The smile that seemed to be painted artfully on Paul's face was mirrored on every face in the room. Each song from the setlist had memories attached for individual people in the crowd, some with special lyrics scribed into their skin, some dancing with the people they loved amidst a full room, some connecting with Paul, and some connecting just with themselves. Everyone had the chance to feel something. I remember Tampa. I remember holding my breath as I watched Paul relive a pain that he had felt so deeply and so publicly. The mantra, "I can do better than this," painted the walls and licked every ear with a solidifying validation. And sometimes you just need to hear that, and sometimes you just need to feel the pain. This same ideology is found in Hurricane and the medley of Pancakes, Current Location, and the cover of Harry Styles' Sign of the Times. Hurts, The Breakup, Where the Hell Are My Friends, and Purple Teeth are all tongue-in-cheek dance tracks on the surface, but actually deeply, deeply emotional. These tracks feel most bizarre when performed live because the overall vibe is fuck them, let's dance, but without saying a word anywhere close to the notion. Before playing 13, Paul spoke in a low voice, the deep blue lights dancing on the highlights of his face, and he said with his eyes closed, "Dance with somebody you love, won't you?" The crowd shared knowing glances, tears followed. And all too soon, the lights had dimmed to allow for an encore. The crowd tensed and relaxed at the same time, squeezing together and preparing for the last few songs before the end of the show. 2017 had seen Lainey perform over half of its days of the year, and this was it. Superfar began to play. I exchanged tear-filled smiles with people in the crowd who I'd know had also travelled for this final show, and this felt like our song. We were indeed super far from home, and it had become our anthem. My jaw clenched to hold back tears, and I held my ribs together as if I was about to break apart. Parents and I Love You So Bad flowed into each other flawlessly as Paul picked up a pride flag and slung it over his shoulders. It had become apparent that the band couldn't take their eyes off the crowd whose voices had become a chorus for the vulnerable and honest declaration, "I love you so bad." The band took their final bow of 2017 on stage in Berlin, Germany, and blew bewildered kisses into the crowd. The boys left the stage. The lights went down. The bottle of Jameson from atop the piano was handed into the crowd. And that was the final show. And this is Lainey.